This is Israel AM for Wednesday, February 10th. The Health Ministry reported 6,062 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, putting the infection rate at 7.8%. There are currently 1,020 people hospitalized in serious condition and 317 on ventilators. There have been 5,223 coronavirus-related deaths since the start of the pandemic. Over 3.6 million Israelis have already received the first dose of the vaccine and over 2.2 million the second dose. Prime Minister Netanyahu reiterated that the Golan would forever remain part of Israel. His remarks came after U.S. Secretary of State Blinken said on Monday that he saw control of the Golan as being, quote, of real importance to Israel's security, but added, quote, legal questions are something else, and over time, if the situation were to change in Syria, that's something we look at, but we are nowhere near that, end quote. President Biden's advisors have said that he would not withdraw U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan. The IDF, an IDF intelligence report published Tuesday, said that Hezbollah is looking to initiate a limited offensive against Israel for the first time since the Second Lebanon War in 2006. The report says the group has trained a shock unit, which it will utilize for a limited offensive lasting 2 to 3 days without being dragged into an all-out war. You can read more about this by clicking the link in the email. Egypt yesterday opened its border with Gaza at Rafah indefinitely. Rafah is Gaza's only passage to the outside world. Likud today signed a surplus vote-sharing agreement with the far-right Religious Zionism Party led by Bezalel Smotrich. Vote-sharing agreements, which are widely used in Israeli elections, allow parties to ensure that extra votes they win that don't add up to a Knesset seat do not go to waste. Assuming that Religious Zionism passes the 3.25% vote threshold to enter the Knesset, any additional votes they get that do not add up to an additional seat will be transferred to Likud. In the agreement, Religious Zionism vowed to not support anyone but Netanyahu as prime minister for the entire term of the 24th Knesset, while Likud promised to have representatives of Religious Zionism in any government formed by Netanyahu. Israeli company Aleph Farms, in a joint statement with the Technion Institute of Technology, announced that it has made the world's first laboratory cultivated ribeye steak with all the flavor and texture of regular meat. The company uses a unique three-dimensional bioprinting technique. The bioprinting technology uses natural building blocks of meat developed from real cow cells, which are then encouraged to grow, differentiate, and interact to obtain the texture and qualities of a real steak. The process involves no genetic engineering. Aleph expects it will take 2 to 3 years before the technology has advanced to a point where the meat will be available commercially. You can read more about this by clicking the link in the email. Have a wonderful day. Stay well.